This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The Director General of the International Organization for Migration is calling on governments to prepare their citizens for the arrival of migrants coming from zones suffering from conflict, economic hardship, or climate change. Ambassador William Lacy Swing is in Rome for meetings with Italian authorities and to take part at the World Food Program in an interagency standing committee to address issues such as the Sahel, Somalia, Syria, and some of the long-standing crises such as Libya and other areas. I met Ambassador Swing on the sidelines of a Rome conference on migration. I asked him where the International Organization for Migration would like to see more progress on migration issues. I began by asking him how the IOM regards its partnership with the Holy See, whose Pontifical Council for Migrants and Itinerants has been heavily involved in advocacy on behalf of migrants and in humanitarian assistance.
Relations are very good, excellent, I would say. We were particularly honored last year on our 60th anniversary to receive the Vatican in as a member state of IOM. That was, for us, a milestone we were very pleased with because we've worked closely with the Vatican over a number of years. I've been here several times to speak at seminars and colloquia, had a chance to meet the Holy Father on that occasion, as I had met Pope John Paul II when I was ambassador to the Congo in 1980. But we've continued to develop a relationship. A number of projects worldwide where our interests are close in terms of helping people with food and health and helping to resolve problems of natural and human-made disasters, such as some of the ones we dealt with recently in Haiti. So there's a good deal of cooperation there, and I think more can be developed.
In what areas?
Well, I think in the area, mostly in the humanitarian areas of health. We also work with a number of other organizations that have a relationship to the church, the Sovereign Order of Malta, for example, and health projects in Africa, and a number of other areas, food, dealing with poverty in general. There's a very close tie there.
The issue of migration is, of course, especially urgent now with all of the wars, the conflicts that we're seeing going on in Africa, also in the Middle East. How do you see those affecting the countries where the influx is coming in?
Well, of course, as you say, I mean, I wish that I could say that these disasters would be simply a phenomenon of the moment that'll go away, but it appears to be a trend now in more and more of natural disasters, human-made disasters, and then these slow-onset disasters of climate change. I mean, the effect is clearly going to be a larger-scale population displacement and movement to other countries. And my plea to governments and authorities everywhere is to try to prepare the population for these new groups that are arriving so that there is an acceptance of them and an effort to try to make them feel at home and to be integrated, because otherwise I think you develop discrimination and xenophobic type reactions that can be very harmful and put people unnecessarily in danger. Whereas with a little proper preparation and policies, one can... Actually, these people are coming basically to make a contribution, and that contribution can then be appreciated more if there's been public information and public education campaigns to alert them.
Yet one of the biggest areas where a push is also needed is to try to resolve those conflicts and the reasons for migration to begin with.
Well, exactly. This is the big issue, is how can you improve the conditions in countries where people feel they have to leave for political reasons, as refugees under the 1951 Convention, or where they simply are no economic prospects and therefore they become economic migrants. So clearly that's the other side, the supply side that we have to deal with. It's unfortunate.
Ambassador William Swing is the Director General of the International Organization for Migration. And I'm Tracy McClure.